you know, listen.
Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho.
Say. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shouting.
Solutions left but on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink can hit up after hit. This 10-man shit is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dicks. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. She giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken cow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuff and claim the thing? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah.
Then I moved to 28 on my truck.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Quick rundown. We're gonna be talking about bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. When you know, when you're getting hated on, and road trip rules. So write those down and go ahead and think about what you're gonna say when you call in. That number is 215-383-5878. Jill, let's get this shit started, bro. What's going on, man? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good because we went out last night.
Yeah, we ain't been out. Me and you ain't kicked it out in street since damn October.
Yeah, it was Halloween.
Halloween's last time we went and acted damn food.
Remember Tyrone Biggums?
Yeah, dude was dressed up as Tyrone Biggums, man.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it on episode 12.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That's how we've been down there. Let me tell you one thing. Like we always talking about parties and whatever. We ain't gonna talk about basketball right now. But
sure.
It's just the two white girls that were hunting each other the whole night. They was fucking one. They had to go together.
They might have been. Hell, they definitely wasn't letting nobody get in there.
She ain't had no booty, but she was trying her hardest to throw her back.
She was throwing her back out.
She was throwing her back out. I said, she trying hard. She wants some iron up in her, I think, anyway. She was trying.
She was trying to do something. How did it feel getting in without having to, you know, either maintain your way at the door? Because you know they like to send your ass away.
Yeah, the downtown really don't like me because I don't know. But now since I have moved up in the world and I have touched with my inner white side, So I know how to hang with the white people now. I know how.
Listen,
I know how to get down with you guys.
Whatever, man. On Facebook right now, everybody posting their ancestry.com. Yo.
Yeah.
GL should say 112% African.
Yeah. But they let me in. I should have been that damn black dude and get out. So stay woke. Baby. That's me. They should let me play.
GL, Postman Chronicles, what happened to you this week? Do you have anything? Do you know what happened?
Yes, I do know what happened.
What happened to you this week?
Well, I had to pee real bad. So, and Subway is too far away from my route. Because, you know, I'm in a rich neighborhood.
Right.
So
basically, you deliver mail in your own neighborhood.
Yeah, like ain't nothing around. Yeah. So I had to hop in the back of the truck and I had to pee in the Gatorade bottle. Next thing you know, and I parked up under the tree. And the wind was blowing real hard. And, the branches just scraped the truck, scared the hell out of me. So I peed all on my hand in the mail in the back of the truck.
You're nasty ass.
So I had to let the truck gate up, let the heat hit the truck. So people may smell like piss. Because if they catch me peeing outside, I'll make lose my job.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn,
if, yeah, if you
not, get fired for that.
You get fired because a black guy got fired in New Orleans for them. They had it on tape. They ain't show his dick on tape, but you know, the white woman called him. She probably ain't never seen nothing that big in black in her life. Called on his ass, said his dick hanging out, and he got fired. Had him on camera.
Damn. So before the show started, GL was like, "Man, I don't know, man. I don't think nothing good happened this week for Postman Chronicles." I said, "Hey, we talk a couple times a week. Well, I'm on break or you on break or something." And then I remember what you be saying happening. You know, he just said that he had to pee in a Gatorade bottle, right?
Yeah.
What GL don't tell you is on these routes, they give him free shit all the time.
Well, yeah.
They give him free shit all the time. I'm sitting there hot as fuck in my car on my break. And GL's like some random, I don't want to say customer, but random person that gave him some Gatorade like he on a damn marathon.
I ain't running, man. I'm running, man. I ain't tell you, I got 20. Dude gave me $20. That's what I'm finna say. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, he sent in something, he don't get that. Like I said, I know what be happening to you. I don't remember. He said people give you money on routes. Y'all don't know that people give GL money on routes all the time. Give money, they give water, Gatorade, fucking, that mug you was drinking out. Yeah, they gave me that. But then nothing happened. But nothing be happening. I mean, don't nothing be happening.
Everybody on their job just don't get free trinkets and gifts.
Because you're in a cubicle. You're in a cubicle, AC smiling, typing on the computer. I'm out here in the slave heat with a tight-ass blue uniform. Tight. My nipples be sweating. Do your nipples ever sweat at your job?
No, man, but I wish one of those sexy coworkers would give my finger a kiss if I get a paper cut.
Blister.
I might get carpal tunnel syndrome. You know what I'm saying?
I got that already. Stupid. I had surgery for carpal tunnel to beat my meat too much.
Tell the meat off.
Tell my meat off. Now I dickhead like a mushroom.
They say when you masturbate, if you're right handed or left handed, which hand you jack your dick off, will your dick hang to the side inside?
That ain't true.
That ain't true?
No, nah, well, I am ambidextrous. Ain't that what ambidextrous?
Nah, sir.
Claustrophobic. Whatever the fucking word is.
Ambidextrous.
Whatever, how the fuck you say it? You know the one where you use your left hand, right hand, because I shoot basketball with my right hand. I shoot the ball on my right, but I only can dribble with my left hand. It's weird. So my dick hangs to the left. Shout out to all the ladies that I already know that it sucks. That know you. So that's why I knock your whole left side of your jaw out.
You stupid.
I tell you, I might not get it out, but I knock your left tongue out your throat.
You stupid. So, man, we just passed April Fool's Day, man.
Sure.
Did you play any pranks on anybody?
On my boss.
What'd you do?
That's part of Postman Chronicles, too.
Go ahead.
I went to work, and I said, this is a true story. I said, damn, it was a Saturday morning. Let's let you know I'm telling the truth. I said, I ain't gonna say my boss, man. I said, boss, I really fucking, damn chat down today. Fucking chat. I said, boss, I really do enjoy you being at work. She said, oh, Gerald, I didn't know you could say nothing nice about me. I said, I lied. April Fool. Everybody in the damn station started laughing. She turned red. Gave my ass a split and said, get out. I said, oh, dirty bitch. I'm waiting on her to say April Fool. This motherfucker ain't come out so I say April Fool.
Hell no. Nah.
You work, fool. That's what she told me.
So that's what you did on this April Fool's. Do you normally do pranks on people normally?
Yeah, I used to prank my old lady.
What's some stuff you done?
A good April Fool's joke. The first time, like 6 years ago, when we got I met in February. I was already fucked or whatever. So then, one day we got drunk. We went to Applebee's. She came over to my apartment. Fuck the hell out of her. She asked me, did you have a condom on? I said, yeah. April Fool. Man, shit, I was yogi.
You yogi.
I yogi bear'd her ass off.
Yogi bear. You're
yeah.
Stupid, man.
It's cotton. It's cotton.
You stupid, man.
Did you pull out? April Fool.
You stupid. So, what's taking it? Everybody, when they do April Fool's joke, first thing girls say is, I'm pregnant. First one they want to say.
That's the lamest one.
That's so lame.
That's gay.
So what's taking it too far? Somebody said they did. What's taking it too far?
Taking it too far if you're talking about you die. Like, man, rest in peace, Shaki. And you can cut your phone off. I know you drunk over here asleep. I'm over here talking about rest in peace. That's too far, right?
Yeah, that's too far. I don't know. I'm not really a big prank person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't think most of it's funny. To be real with you.
When women tell you they're going to give you some pussy and they don't.
That's serious. That's not a joke.
That's taking it too far.
That's taking it
You taking it too far. You talking about you're going to give me some ass, then you talking about April.
Y'all call in and y'all guys or girls call in and tell us what some pranks you done did or what somebody done got you with an April Fool's joke. 215-383-5878. So if we move on to something else, you can always come back and bring it up again. We don't care.
Yeah.
All right.
Bring it up.
All right, GL, man. Something crazy happened in Atlanta, man. Bridge collapsed.
I thought you was going to say all the gay people turned straight.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Oh, man.
No, that's still with the damn ATL orgy and all this shit. No, they still doing it. They still there.
Since we on line, I'm going to say this right quick because this is my eye show. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Tell me why they didn't cancel Freaknik. Freaknik been gone.
It's been gone for a long time.
But they still got Gay Pride Weekend.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
I don't know what to say about that.
But anyway.
So, a bridge collapsed. I-85, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What happened, Jim?
They said three crackheads. Was under the bridge and one set. Did you hear?
Go ahead.
One set a buggy on fire, because he ran out of crack.
That can't be true.
Look it up. Somebody call in if I'm telling a lie right now. Three crackheads was under the bridge, and he set a buggy on fire because I think they got into it because somebody smoked somebody crack up. This is a true story. So, but I ain't mad at the crackhead. You know why?
Why is that?
Because. I know niggas that burn their house down all the time trying to get insurance policy. That's what he lived at up under there. He burnt that whole goddamn bridge down trying to collect insurance money.
You gotta have a deed for that shit,
man. He do got a deed. That's his Walmart buggy that he worked hard for to push down I-85. Do you know? Could you imagine pushing a fucking Walmart buggy down I-85? Do you know how traffic is? This nigga got turn signals on the buggy and everything. This motherfucker burnt the whole. Hey, I'm not mad at him.
I thought they put some chemicals or something under there. I should have did some more research on it, but I.
He burnt the bridge, man.
I didn't even really read too much about it, you know.
Yeah.
They arrested him though, right?
Yeah. Oh, but he wants to get arrested.
Well, so he has something to say.
Exactly. He tried. Now you believe me when I say he thought he was gonna get some insurance money for burning that damn bridge down. I'm trying to tell you, it was three of them. And then they all turn on each other. Well, I did. They trying to get in jail. Nah, I burnt the name. You want the credit for it, so you get interviews and shit. Like, what you burn the bridge down? Yeah, it was raining. I needed fire. I ain't mad.
I thought they said some chemicals or something out there. I guess I should have read it.
It was heroin.
Nothing.
Heroin and crack.
It's a whole meth lab.
It's a whole fucking meth lab. Read the story. Anybody listen to the story, if I'm wrong, call in and tell me. I'm telling you, that's what it was.
So
he was ugly too. Did you see the dude?
Nah, man, I didn't even look it up.
Man, he black.
So last week sometime, I don't know how many years it's been since the show been canceled, but
they didn't cancel our show.
No, our show ain't canceled.
Oh shit. Oh, okay.
Fresh Prince, Will Smith.
Yeah.
They posted a picture together with everybody. You know, I guess is living. Uncle Phil dead.
Yeah.
But everybody was living. That was on the show. Well, they ain't had Jazz on there neither.
They had Jazz on there.
No, Jazz went on there.
They had the show then.
But they had everybody else on the picture. I guess they had hung out or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had the light skin mom and not the dark skin. Which one was better, the dark skin or light skin?
The black ass mom.
She was better, wasn't she?
She was better.
So I guess they was beefing about it. They still holding on to grudge. That show been gone off.
20 years.
Been off the air by about 20 years. And they still, you know what I'm saying, have problems.
Well, you picked the black mama because she just was, she made the show seem more realistic. When you seen the light-skinned mama, it just...
She could do a show, but she could have episodes centered around her whole self.
Yeah, she could.
She did.
She could. When she was dancing.
Yeah, she's dancing.
Yeah.
The other mom, I don't give a damn what she do. I'm not going to see her do nothing.
She was just rich.
She wasn't nothing.
She sucked. She's the wrong stepmom. You know, everybody don't like no step-parents anyway.
Right, right. So if they were to, I mean, they're not that I know of, at least. But if they were to bring that show back with everybody that was still living, because, you know, Phil dead.
Yeah, whatever. You can't do the show.
Yeah, so don't do the show without Uncle Phil.
You can't do the show without Uncle Phil. You can't. Like, it'll never be another Martin.
Because Tommy dead?
Tommy dead. You can't do that show without Tommy.
You can't do the show without Tommy.
You can't do the show without Tommy or Cole. You got to have your best friend.
Yeah.
You got to have Pam. You got to have everybody. You can do without damn Stanley.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Martin, I can see that because remember after Gina was gone, the show wasn't the same.
No, so
it wasn't the same.
Yep.
Remember that game, that show, The Game, that everybody used to watch some years back?
The Game. Yeah, yeah.
And they took off some people.
Derwin Davis.
And it was terrible out there.
It was horrible. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't take a main character off
and
expect him to survive like that.
No.
They never can bring back somebody just as good, like to make it even better.
Nope. Only one person in history that made a show, quote unquote movie slash show, that got better.
Yeah.
Well, not we're not gonna even say better than one that's bad. Friday. Everybody respect Day Day. He wanted to smoke it, but he, you know, it was good.
Well, what they did on that with the movies, I guess it's different between movies and TV shows. Movies, you know, the whole story was different. So
yeah.
It's a whole different story. Like it's not even. It's called Friday too.
Yeah.
But it's not really. They might as well call it Saturday or something. I don't know.
You're right.
All right. So let me see. Did you see that story about the Uber driver? You know, I was telling you about it last night.
I ain't read about it, but you told me about it.
Yeah. First of all, I mean, most of y'all should know. I don't know. Some of our listeners might be a little.
You live in Alabama.
Ain't no telling. Uber is basically taxi cab service.
With your cell phone.
You set it up and somebody come pick you up and take you somewhere.
Yeah.
So basically what happened was this girl, Uber driver, picked up a client and didn't realize that she was taking her to her dude's house.
Her boyfriend.
The client was the side chick. So they driving and then she started realizing the address and find out that she done dropped her off, well, took her over to her boyfriend's house.
To go fuck. The thing is, I don't want that she get the fucking deal. Did she drive off like, wait a minute, that's Shaquille's house.
Nah, I'm pretty sure they fought before they even, I should have read and seen what happened with the whole article.
They're probably going to tell you what really happened.
And she's going to tell one side story anyway.
Exactly.
You know, said something like, oh, dude had lied and said he's supposed to be going out of town. To his mama's house or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think she said she helped him pack his bags and everything.
Damn. So what would you do? I'm asking you that in this situation. What would you do if you was an Uber driver and somebody, man, hey, take me over there to Mary Oak. I don't try to drop you off at Mary Oak. Wait a minute, this 211 Mary Oak? That's my bitch. Do you start fighting them right then?
I'm fighting right then.
Or you let them go in, then you start fighting.
Well, I gotta let them go in first.
And you don't even say nothing. Because they don't know.
Because I got a key.
Yeah.
So I'm finna go in. I'm finna go ham.
Hey, that's a fucked up situation.
You're glad this ain't the 90s. Because in the 90s, they throw acid on your ass and shit.
Yeah. You're right.
Any of y'all old heads who your aunties and threw acid on people? Was that just an Alabama thing? Because there's more than one time I heard about that happening.
No, I see. I think my grandma threw a hot ass cake out the oven on my granddad.
No, I'm dead ass serious though. Like they used to throw acid on people. Girls throw acid on their folks and they get mad. And I don't even know where you get at.
Me either.
What the fuck you get? I can get some Clorox.
Yeah, Clorox ain't gonna do nothing.
Shit, get some Clorox in your eyes. They don't do
well. Yeah, I ain't trying to get anything. Yeah, a bitch get nothing out. They do something.
Oh man, so you know, moving on to the next thing, man. Hip hop buzzing again, man. Kendrick dropped two new songs. Well, one song we talked about last week, and he had a new one called Humble.
Humble Fire.
That beat going.
Humble is a great fucking song.
What it made me realize is whenever somebody drops some substance or some good song, a good song, it just make you realize how much you don't have good songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I mean, I'm not hating on the people, but I mean, Migos been running the game for a while.
Yeah.
So our choices have pretty much been Migos or Drake.
That's it.
Snoop keep coming out with songs that nobody care about.
You right. Because it ain't the same Snoop Dogg. You don't care no more.
I mean, turn on the radio. We gonna hear Migos, Drake, and Future.
That's it. And some young dumb motherfucker. You like who? That's it.
And you can't. I can't say the little Yachty's in them because I can't tell them apart.
All sound the same. They all look the same.
Name
they all
the same.
He the sorriest one. He the worst. He the worst out of all the new school rappers.
You think Savage the worst?
21 Savage is the worst. Hands down.
I think Lil Yachty's worse.
Nah. Lil Yachty better than him.
Think so?
I'm telling you.
They're all terrible.
They are, I mean, but...
But we didn't reach that age to where our music is just going to be better than theirs for forever.
Forever, it don't matter. Because, I mean, with that being said too, Shaki, you got to realize.
I mean, I can't even say that because whenever somebody do... Because Kendrick... I didn't grow up on Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
So when Kendrick drops something, everybody... I like him and he's new-ish. He's newer.
But no matter how good that person is, it's just like Michael Jordan. T-Mac could have won 7 rings. And guess what? He still wouldn't been Jordan.
Yeah. So
LeBron James, to me, if I'm picking the team, I'm taking LeBron before I take Jordan. People going to disagree with me on that, but I am. Because he can do everything.
Right.
So with that being said, I mean, it's like no matter what, you ain't going to say Kendrick Ben Park anyway.
No.
Regardless of if he sold a billion records, he ain't pop. So you know what I mean. So it's kind of like by default type shit. So
right. So somebody texted me and sent me the link to the homeless people that burned the thing down. I guess they co-signed it.
It was on cocaine. I told you he had a meth lab at the bar or cocaine or whatever. And then the motherfucker, I'm telling you, I've been trying to come up with a proposition myself. I started to burn my house down. Can I see how much I can get for it? But you got to make it seem like something else happened. You get what I mean? Like, I can't just set the bitch on fire. I need like a spark in the wall to blow up.
Right.
And ain't nobody at home. I'm at work. Then they're going to be like, yep. It calls from natural causes. Yep.
So... Like I said, when it comes to the music, man, first, all I was really trying to say is that new Kendrick is fire, the beat jumping.
Yeah,
and it just make you realize real quick that you starred for some good music, man.
Yeah, and he can
rap. I don't know what the hell they're going to do because we're getting older and they're doing the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm.
Are they ever going to do Lifetime Achievement for Lil Yachty and 21 Savage?
No.
Answer this question. I'll tell you somebody who was in, well, I don't think he was hot long enough, man. Lil Jon changed the game.
Oh yeah,
is he a legend?
To white people for sure. Cause he don't get Lil Jon a legend just because he can get any party started. Cause when you go on a cruise, this is what you're gonna hear 3,000 times.
What you gonna hear?
Lil Jon song.
For real.
Nothing but Lil Jon song. That's it. The whole time.
All right, yeah, you ready to get into these topics, man?
Yeah, I'm ready to get into it.
All right, let me drop that number for y'all. Which one you want to do first?
Whatever, how you wrote it. Whatever you got to talk.
Sure. We're going to talk about Bachelorette and Bachelor Party first. Y'all call in 215-383-5878. So, GL, man, when it comes to bachelor parties, man, or bachelor, well, because we can only, and we're going to definitely need a girl to talk about bachelorette parties, because I don't know what be going down. I can assume.
Yeah.
So, me personally, what goes down, have you ever been to a bachelor party?
I haven't, but if my brother listening right now, I need him to call in. He had a tape called Dancing with Wolves. And he probably laughing right now because he know I'm saying VHS tape. And that's the first nastiest, freaky tape I know. And that's, I was young. I'm like, damn, look at my brother right there. She goddamn doing some freaky stuff on this tape that I ain't never even seen.
Right.
Like, and I was young. I was in middle school probably. And my brother, I said, Quincy, who best part is that? Hell, I don't know. I just went.
So bachelor parties, I have never really been to. I guess black folks just don't do bachelor parties like that. They might go out and drink a little bit, or most people. This is unfortunately, because you know it's not like the Hangover movie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. All a black bachelor party is for dudes is y'all get them to go to strip club. That's pretty much it. I want it to be more than that, but that's all it is. Your friends don't want to spend no money with you.
Because they already got to do something for the wedding anyway.
Because you're not ready. And I guess we're breaking it down for you right now. The reason why we don't really have a good bachelor party is because we already had to pay for the tuxedo.
Yep.
Some of us had to travel.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We had to get you a gift.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then the best man is supposed to put it together.
Yep.
And we're going to take you out and then, you know, put some strippers on you and put some ass in your face. Hey, and then most time, I don't know why they do it, but they always had a bachelor party the night before the damn wedding.
Yeah.
You got to get up at 8 in the morning.
It should be 2 or 3 days before, at least. I think so.
I mean, you might have some that might get up and go to Vegas or something, but that ain't, you know, most time people don't get a chance to do all that. I wish they did.
Well, see, I kind of had two bachelors. I can't tell the second story on air because it's going to fuck somebody else. So I'm just going to keep that one. but anyway, like, Johnny Jackson, dude I used to work with at Dill, they took me to Cherry when it was on 53.
Right.
And he paid, like, pissed me off because he paid that girl, like, $100-something just to, like, do everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just get free. They pulled me on the stage. And see, what happened was, Shock, they took it too far. She tried to bend me over and hit me with a belt. and this is a true story. I bowled up at that bitch, because you know black people, you even hit me. You know what I'm saying? It just caught me off guard because I ain't had an ass whooping since my mama beat my ass.
Right.
I said, what? Wait. Hell no. Give me that. No, you're not with the kinky stuff. No, bitch. Keep your hands and your belt to yourself. You ain't hitting me with no damn belt on stage. So and they just think it's funny. I don't think the shit funny at all. So I'm sitting there in my bachelor party, man. Well, just take him in the back and do something nasty to him.
if he was with Chris Cross, that's what he would do.
Yeah.
Chris. He'd do it on a regular Saturday. Chris Cross. Go take him back there and rape him. Here, he my black card.
Yeah.
Take him back there and rape him.
Yeah, Chris Cross took me. He came in a double girl at the time.
I know, I was kind of mad. I said, he's supposed to be my homeboy. He's trying to show up for you.
Yeah, Chris Cross is over three.
Supposed to be. But
do you okay? Since we on basketball, I got a question.
Keep going.
Ladies or gentlemen, somebody call in. Is it okay to go and get that last piece of ass?
That's what I'm saying. What's allowed at your bachelor party? Are you allowed to? Because some women don't want you to even go to strip club and see no ass kid.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I said some of them though.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't care what you do. You can't.
So how far can you go? You can get lap dances. You can see titties in your face. As long as you ain't fucking, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's my whole thing. I would tell my old lady, look, can't nobody penetrate you. If you went and jacked the dick off one last jack him, and you touch the man out at the party, it is what it is. I swear I ain't going to get mad. But if you done penetrated in it, I don't give a damn if you stuck a dick in your ear. You done fucked him.
When it comes to that, you know, you kind of want to have a talk with that person, your fiance. And figure out what's the rules, because 9 times out of 10, the rules are whatever she can do, I can do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the man gonna want to go a little further.
So.
Cause I might stick my finger in your booty, girl booty. Ah.
So if you can jack somebody off, you can finger chick, and that's in y'all cool.
I won't be as mad.
You straight.
I can live with it.
You can live with that.
So no penetration.
So you don't. So do you get? Would you try to get a pass for one night? Would you try to negotiate that?
No,
because she gonna want to do it.
She, well, most women attached, they ain't gonna do it anyway. They more emotional. If she be like, yeah, let's get one last pass. You don't need to marry her no way.
You know, I always said, you know, because I didn't never had nothing like that, but I always said if, you know, when it comes to time for your bachelor party and you still want to fuck something that's not your fiance, you ain't ready.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you ain't ready. You got to be ready to be done with all that. And by the time it's time for you to get married, you said you ain't supposed to really be desiring women, other women like that anyway.
Well, I'm going to desire women today.
I said, and they, you know, you can desire all you want, but you ain't supposed to really want to go through it.
Yeah.
Go through with it.
Yeah.
And if you got you a good fiance anyway, she done drained your balls for the night anyway, the day before anyway. Yeah. You ain't going to want to fuck nothing.
Yeah. You're right.
And then, because you're supposed to be anticipating the nasty shit you're going to do in your honeymoon. Because, you know, black folks don't have honeymoons no either anyway.
Honeymoon's overrated, too.
Is it? What's overrated? Because you done everything before the damn honeymoon anyways, right?
Let me tell you. I done everything to my woman you possibly can do. Honeymoon can't stop me. I don't give a damn. Honeymoon, full moon, moon pie. It don't matter.
Female call and tell me what goes down at a girl bachelor party. Because whenever I've been downtown and I see girls walking around with the bride-to-be thing, because it's just white folks, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all black girls do.
Yep.
Besides have a cake with the dick on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then y'all go straight and cut the head off, but they want to tack your head in the bedroom. They cut the dick head off. I'm going to suck your dick head. You eat the hell out of that cake head, won't you?
So, what do you think they do at their parties? We just have to speculate because ain't nobody can call and tell
us. Well, what I think happened at a woman back, well, I'm going to tell you why you ain't going to get no call. Because 99% of our listeners black and having them hoes ain't married anyway.
Oh, damn.
So they don't got no goddamn clue what the fuck going on. Am I lying or am I telling the truth?
I don't know. I don't
you ain't got an answer.
They might be getting married. Or just
you heard
just,
getting married.
They might be getting married or accumulating baby daddies.
Exactly. So like I said, most of them not married anymore, so they can't tell you. But what I think really go on, I think she get handcuffed behind a little chair, man come up and put his meat on her shoulders and all that shit. And it's always that one drunk girlfriend that really wanna fuck the stripper though. It's usually the bachelor, usually the whatever the fuck, how you say bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually her. She ain't gonna get fucked. It's always one of them, her friends that usually I think get smashed.
So the bridesmaids be getting it.
I think the bridesmaids won't be getting it. Not actually
the your fiance.
Because the people that took me out, I ain't do nothing. But I know two people that fucked something that was taking me out.
So they got it in.
They got it in. So that's what I just think. I just think that
I'd have to agree with that. I don't really think about too much what they got going on other than some strippers being tied up and meat in their face.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, I just seen some porn before where you know, but you don't know how fake that is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's real. You see them girl put that meat in their mouth, that's real.
I mean, obviously it's real. You know what I'm saying? But
my brother had Dancing with Wolves. My brother was, I think he was sitting on his couch with his legs up in there and she was sucking his meat. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on air or not, but it's called Dancing with Wolves. I wish TJ was listening, he's co-signing. I popped in, I said, damn, look at what's going on. He look like Wesley Pipes on there, I see.
Yeah, so I mean, I do think it. You know, they are. So yes and no. Do you have them? Do you have a bachelor party or do you not?
You do. I think it's
because that's like your last time with your fellas, where you know, because yeah, you know, you might run into a chick that ain't you know clingy like that.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same.
It ain't.
You know what I'm saying? You can't talk the same when it's just you and your fellas. You know what I'm saying?
Because once you get married, 90% of your friends gone.
Oh yeah.
They gone. You won't even when I stayed in my apartment, you gotta realize everybody got done came on my house before we went out.
Yeah.
That was a hangout spot.
That was the pregame spot.
Yeah. So Now I got married, I don't see nobody.
No, because you don't want to step on nobody's toes. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk the way you want to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because people get offended so quick.
Yeah.
I can't hit up GL and be like, damn, let me show you this flick real quick on my phone that I ran across.
Yeah.
You got to worry about it, somebody coming downstairs. What you finna say?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, man. It ain't nothing. Ain't nobody we know. I just want you to see it real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Me and my relationship are not just like this.
I'm just saying how people are.
But most people is, though.
You can't do that.
You can't send
Hey, I tell you one thing, and you ain't finna get on the air and say you don't. I can't just send you anything to your phone.
No.
I just can't send you anything.
No, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it might not have nothing to do with me.
Oh, it won't.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be nobody you done seen.
Why you got this white girl titties in your phone? Because they white titties.
Chuck, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see. I want to see titties too.
So you can't even see titties no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the next one, GL. We probably won't talk too long about this one. But hating or not, basically what I meant by that was, is there a place to be hating? You know what I'm saying? Do you hate to survive? Because GL, and this is off the top of your head, I ain't coached you up. Who is the most hated on person you know?
Probably you.
So I'm supposed to be lame. I'm supposed to be this, but people make up shit on me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So I've always been a guy who didn't really hate, didn't really say nothing out the way of nobody. You know what I'm saying? But the longer I've been around, I feel like I might need to have to do it to survive, just to counteract the shit to be said against me.
You can't beat them?
Join them. I mean, it's been difficult for me because it's not really my nature to be that way. So, you know, it just got me to thinking about it because we've talked about it so many times, man, about, you know, hating and stuff. So basically, you know, hating is pretty much whenever, you know, everybody knows what hating is, whenever somebody says something about you to bring you down so they pull themselves up.
Yeah.
And it's not always even necessary.
Sometimes people just hate for no damn reason. Not even trying to pull their own self up. Just hate on you just to fuck you up.
Just fuck you up. So, you know, what I have realized is whoever gets their lie out first is the winner.
Yep.
Is the winner.
Yep.
Because when you're trying to talk, and this is from the girl's standpoint, the girls, you know, you can be hated on when it comes to money and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
your job, all that shit.
Yeah.
But the first one I'm talking about is when it comes to chicks, man. Like, if some dude say something about you, you know what I'm saying, lie or not, you, before you even know what's going on, you talking to your chick, she acting funny.
Yep.
And you got to find out what the hell you done supposedly did.
And you ain't done nothing.
And you ain't done nothing. So you gotta sit there and be like, what, you know, you fighting a uphill battle just to prove that whatever was not even the truth, because people want to believe some shit so bad.
They want to believe.
They want
to
believe.
Regardless. It takes a special type of person not to believe shit.
So, I'll tell you a quick story happened to us at Dillard's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I tell you, I ain't seen her in years, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
Chick named Michelle. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Where, you know, dude walking around, you know, because he got you too.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to say his name.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I this chick I was kind of feeling. And I walked up to her one time just to chop it up with her like I normally do.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know your boy hating on you, right? And I was like, huh? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, he walked up to me and started saying some stuff that I didn't even ask him. He was just telling me this and that about you. But I knew it was a lie because I never asked him.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him to tell you that, you know, to tell me anything about you.
Mm-hmm.
He just started, you know, saying shit out the way. And I knew right then and there that he was a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And he was hating on you for no reason. and the reason I never forget that is because that don't never happen.
No.
Girls just go for it.
Yep. Every time.
They go for it. So I never forget that girl because she had a dude anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we never really did anything or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she did that, it just caught me off guard. And I ain't never had no chick do it before or after that.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Never happened.
But that was the first time some chick ever was like, yeah, I don't believe in that bullshit.
He hated on you to the manager. He said, hey, you was cleaning that thing, it great.
You can tell the story, go ahead.
He said, you was doing that cleaning, it's great. Scrubbing like a motherfucker. Dude, the store manager asked the guy, hey, did Shaki clean this? He said, hell no. Nah. Shaki ain't clean nothing. Shaki running around the store, mad as fuck, finna beat him up. Way in. I'm finna fight him. Way in. I'm tired of hating on me. I ain't never seen that man in my life, man. I've been knowing you 30 years. I ain't never seen that man.
And he's hating on you, too.
Yeah, he got me. What he walking around and start telling people?
Man, when we was working at Dillard, and this is just story time. I hope it's entertaining to y'all or whatever. We were single men, and we just, I ain't gonna lie, we was hard at everything moving.
Every woman in
there. Every chicken that we try to talk to.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody ain't gonna stick, but we gonna see, because we was, you know, young dudes, single.
Yeah.
And old buddy that was hating on me, and this is before I found out he hated on me. He walked up to me and was like, yeah, I went ahead and hated on Gerald. Went on and hated on him. So what happened with you mean? I told old girl, I ain't gonna say her name.
Yeah.
I told old girl the GL was this and that and just lied. I lied on him. He told me to my face. Like, me and GL ain't cool.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he came in right off the rip, haunted all these girls. I ain't like this shit. Just like the dude I'm fucking belling. I don't like that. Mm-mm, I don't like that shit.
He's doing too much.
Might have to drop a dime on them.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So
he legit hating on your ass.
Hating is horrible.
So answer this, GL. So do you just hate to keep up? Do you hate to?
Well, now I don't got to, but I will. Now I definitely will, because the motherfuckers do anything in this world to get by. Hating, stealing, you know. So I'm gonna do if I gotta hate. I hate to say this, and call me what you want. If I got to hate on Nipsey Hussle to fuck Megan Good or whoever, I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it because I know you do it to me. Just look in the mirror and say, ask yourself and say, would he do it to me? And if
the answer is always yes.
And if I don't give a fuck if it's 1% chance that he'll do it, you better do it. Because he gonna do it to you.
So we got any haters on the line. They want to tell me how y'all be hating on people, or how you can survive.
Or how somebody hated on you. Call and let me know.
So, I mean, it's out of jealousy, man. Everybody just trying to take what you got. Like I said, I think it is survival. I've never been much of a hater, but I kind of, every now and then, I might throw a couple of jabs in there, because you do it just to survive, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's fucking sad, but you got to adapt. You got to adapt. All right, GL, man, let's go to this next last subject we got going on. Next last subject is road trip rules. Let me shoot you out that number one more time. 215-383-5878. All right, so road trip rules. GL, you get up and take a road trip, or we'll just say road trip or going out of town. All is the same. We're gonna tackle everybody's role and position. So, GL, what's the driver's job?
Driver's job is to just focus on the road and get your black ass there in one piece. And he got to drive a little bit faster than the speed limit. That's his job.
Driver's job is to stay awake.
Yeah.
Don't get us fucking pulled over.
Yeah.
And that's it. Drive, stay awake, and don't get us pulled the fuck over.
And go a little bit faster than the speed limit. Because everybody want to get their destination a little bit earlier than whatever the time say.
So, the next position is a navigator who sit up front with the driver. What's the navigator's job?
Navigator's job is to DJ his ass off. Make sure you don't let the driver miss his fucking turn. And fucking hand the driver whatever the fuck he need when he drive. When he say chips, you crack the bag open. Open, hold it for him. He say drink, you unscrew the cap on top, and you hand it to him.
Navigator got it. He got to know the directions just as well as the driver.
Exactly.
Can he go to sleep? Can the navigator go to sleep?
Hey, if you ride with a woman, they going to sleep. I don't give a damn.
Can the navigator go to sleep?
Navigator don't supposed to go to sleep, but navigator goes to sleep. Only time the navigator can go to sleep is when you're on the interstate and you got 100 miles. It ain't no turn. If you're on a straight shot for 100 miles, you get a 45-minute nap. You cool.
Right. So, backseat, what's their job?
Backseat is to just stay crunk, have some good ass stories. You know, I was a backseat rider every time we went out of town.
Right.
I don't never want to sit in the front. I don't like to drive. I'm surprised I got a fucking mailman job, but I hate drive. But you just stay crunk, stay focused, eat, and sleep.
We don't go over this. We go over some of it. We didn't go over this before the show. So I just go with my list, and whatever he don't say, I try to say. Backseat, they don't got no damn job. Their job is just to fucking sleep. Because 9 times out of 10, the dude in the backseat ain't got no fucking license anyway. So that can't help you no way.
I got to save my energy because I'm going to be the crunky one out here. Right? When we go out of town, I'm going to keep it alive. Backseat usually the crunkiest motherfucker out.
Backseat's supposed to, one of our chat people said the backseat's supposed to have the snacks. I mean, they're supposed to. They're supposed to have the snacks back there.
I mean, the snacks, 9 times out of 10, is sitting back here. But you're going to have to wake me up to get them, bitch. Navigator got to wake me up. Hey, man, you need a drink. Oh, shit. All right.
So, when you go out of town, when you get to your destination, finally. Okay, let me tell you a quick story. I thought about it because I wrote it down to tell this story. So, me and good old J-Rock the Sniper. He need to call it. I'm going to talk about him until you call the show.
Jesus.
I'm going to keep on talking about him until you call the show. Come defend yourself, Snipe. Come defend yourself. We had the bright idea to drive to Las Vegas from Huntsville, Alabama.
I ain't do that trip with y'all.
24-hour drive.
Just 24 hours?
24 hours.
And he ain't get no room or nothing.
No, not on the way.
That's what I'm saying.
No, not on the way. No, we did that shit. We did that shit.
A straight day reference drive.
Yeah. You know, to his credit, he drove a great percentage of it.
Yeah.
Great percentage. I don't know exactly. It might have been about 80% of the ride. About 80%.
I couldn't. Because
the people with us, hell, I'm the only one that's going to have a license anyway,
yeah,
besides him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, we driving 24 hours or whatever.
Ooh.
Backseat people didn't have no license, so they're just, they can't do anything but roll blunts or something.
Yeah.
That's all they can do.
And you don't smoke.
And I don't even smoke. So anywho, we start off early in the morning. I kid you not, our first stop, everybody went to sleep, except for the driver. Myself included.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the first stretch.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe, whatever the first gas run was.
Yeah.
We pulled over to get gas, and we get back in, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody was asleep.
Yeah.
So, myself included. And I was supposed to be the navigator, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we, get gas, and as soon as we get back in, this dude J-Rock gonna say, man, I was looking at everybody in their sleep, and I got sleeping myself. I said, this is the first stretch, bro. This is the first stretch. So I'm like, this is the first stretch of you sleeping.
It's early in the morning. Should nobody be sleeping.
So, to his credit, you know, so what does that mean as a navigator? If he say he's sleeping,
you gotta drive.
I gotta stay up.
Yeah, or drive one.
I stayed up with him, and I give him credit. He drove a good 20 hours.
Damn.
Close.
Yeah.
I wish he'd call in and tell me exactly how long he drove. He drove a long-ass time, but I had to stay up with him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. As soon as he said, okay, this is about as far as I can make it, I'm tired, I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, my time to drive. Granted, I stayed up with him the whole time. My time to drive, the last leg of the thing. What do you think this nigga did? Right off rip.
He went to sleep.
He went straight to sleep. So I'm just like, so now I'm dead already.
Yeah, so he should let you sleep.
Yeah, he should let me sleep. J-Rock, you call in and tell me I'm lying.
Damn. How was that trip anyway?
Once we got there, it was awesome, man. It was a great time.
It was
a great time. I had a good time. I actually appreciate him, even letting us go or us all going out there helping him sell CDs. It was fun. It was definitely fun.
Wasn't that the trip that he ate the weed like a Billy Goat?
Nah, he didn't. He didn't, but somebody did.
Right.
So, all right, moving on to the next thing. So, once you get out of town on the road trip, what's your goal? Let's just say you was there to have a good time. Is the goal to get some ass while you're there?
If you ain't with your old lady, yeah.
Of course, if you're not with your old lady.
Yeah.
So, if you do meet some chicks, if you can't get it done on the trip before it's time to go back home, do you leave it there or do you keep up with them or what?
Me personally, I'm keeping up with you. Because if I had a good time there, that means it's a plus now when I come back. That means I know somebody.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, if you'd have met a chick in Vegas, to this day you still been talking about it, you probably would have been back by now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. You get a room. How many is too many dudes in a room?
After four, it's too many.
No more than four people to a room.
No more, because you got two double beds and two hit the floor.
Right. So, if somebody take. Let's just say that
maybe five. For some, you got a couch in there. Then a new hotel.
Let's just say you meet some of y'all meet chick.
Yeah.
What happened? Because that's room. We want to bring them back. So do whoever take one for the team or what? Do you got to leave or they can't bring them back?
You better have your friends on. They're going to get you on that room.
I agree. So no take one for the team. They just going to have to go.
They
or
they're
going to get another room or go to go with them.
Or go with the chick. Because me personally, if I got some ass and y'all, I'm going to say, look, I'm going to get a room. Yeah, I'm down. Just in case this bitch on some setup type shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in room 112.
Right.
Favorite positions from the back door. You already know. Yeah, I'm going. That's me personally. I'm going to get my own shit.
So,
but if she down for the team, just let me go first.
Can you read that right there? All right. So tell that story. Tell the story about when we had this 5 too many.
See, Shock, you're trying to make me mad on air. all I'm going to say is when we say 5 too many, we had these two white girls, babes, and it was five dudes, and it was two white girls.
This is another road trip story.
This is another road trip when we went down to Alabama, Tuscaloosa, to the Roll Tide game. Me and this other person pulled two bad bitches. Good looking. Fine. They was in the Mustang. I won't forget. So I'm in the car. I'm part of. We talking to them on the phone. Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah. It was me and Shaki in the back seat, whatever, front seat, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We got the girl. We on the phone with them. Hey, we want to kick it with y'all. We want to hang out with y'all. You want to drink? Want to smoke? They're like, yeah, we want to drink and smoke. Shaki got on the phone and asked the white girls, well, we were five dudes. Five too many?
Because when you got people that, because me and you struck out on our own. And
yeah.
We met these chicks on our own.
Yeah.
And we knew that we didn't drive. So we was like, okay, we got some babes.
Yeah.
It's only two of us and two of them.
Yeah.
But well, actually, it's five of us.
They don't know.
But they don't know.
Yeah.
So the chicks don't know it's five of us total.
Mm-hmm.
So we, so I knew that to get it, you know, because we was, we didn't have plans to stay tonight or nothing like that.
No, we did.
So we basically, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, we basically, long story short is, we asked them, can we hang out with them, basically drink and smoke, basically run the train on them, just to be keeping it real. And they're like, yeah, cool, five, we said, is five dudes too many? She said, no, let's meet up. And all I'm going to say is the fucking driver didn't even want to get a room and took our ass home. And I was pissed.
Basically, this was a different time, man. We was a lot younger.
We were a lot younger. I think I had just turned 21.
So we had some go-livers. Confirmed that they were go-livers.
Good looking. I ain't had a white girl number since.
And if
Alabama won.
But we lost.
Alabama won that game versus Tennessee, 6-3.
You remember?
Look it up on your phone. Whatever year they won 6-3 that year. Kenneth Darby was the running back. They won 6-3, and the white girls were ready to go live. And J Rock, the sniper, took my black ass home. Yeah, I said it.
You got him out anyway.
Yeah,
but
he took our black ass home. Yeah, he ain't listening no way. But yeah, I that's one of them. Retire me. It retired me. I ain't going another road trip with y'all ever since.
So since we're getting ready to wrap this one up, let's just say you're on a road trip. What do you try to do when you're on a road trip with your old lady? Do you try to eat at a place you ain't never ate before?
Let me tell you something. I go on road trips all the time, my old lady.
Ain't it hard? Go ahead.
No, it's easy. It's easy. First of all, when you go on a road trip with your lady, my lady stay up. I will give her credit. She don't go to sleep. Because I told her, let me tell you something. When a woman trying to go to sleep, just jerk the car real hard. Jerk it real hard. Do-do. Yeah. Hey, she hit her head on that windshield one time. I mean, side mirror one time, and she ain't even sleep ever since.
So, do you expect roadhead on a long-ass trip? Because, you know, when we was younger, we used to get it. When they get older and they get married, they don't do stuff like that no more.
I ain't a roadhead in a while.
But when they was trying to get you get roadhead and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, me personally, I like Roadhead. I like Head anyway. But the thing is, I'm a one and done type of thing. You suck my dick and make me come. The trip gonna be over.
You gonna turn around and go back home. You didn't make it to.
No, I'm gonna get to the hotel room and go to sleep. And that's true. That I ain't gonna want to do nothing. Come on, baby, let's go. No.
When you you said, dude, when you get out, you try to eat somewhere brand new.
We eat some. Try to eat some little all the time.
You got to, right?
You got to. I don't want shit. I don't want nothing I can eat here. Like, let me tell you, I'm going all the way back to Pensacola, Florida. They got this little fucking seafood restaurant. That's the best fucking red beans, rice, and fucking shrimp I've had in my life.
Really?
It's good as fuck. I say, it ain't number like $7. Five.
Where was this at again?
Pensacola, Florida.
I don't know if I've ever been to Pensacola.
Pensacola, nice. I have. Pensacola, nice.
That's where Roy Jones Jr. is from.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the road trip with your old lady. A road trip with your old lady ain't number fucking in food. What else you do? Ain't nothing to do with just you ever go
shop.
She don't want to go to the mall.
Turn your debit card to flame.
Yep. Set it on fire. You gonna go to a mall. You gonna walk with her to every store, and your consolation prize is getting some good pussy. Cause let me tell you something. A woman fuck you right in the hotel room.
They do.
It's a different type of fucking when you're in that big old baby.
When the kids gonna come along, Megan, I ain't wanna do it.
Yeah.
Megan, I ain't wanna even have the trip.
No, fuck. I'm going on a cruise in June. Fuck the cruise.
Is the kids, I say the kids, the kids come, you ain't wanna do
it. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Like, damn.
Cause you can't get it the way you wanna get it.
When I'm on a cruise, we're gonna have to fuck on the balcony or something.
But I agree with that. On the road trip, they do. I mean, on the out of town trip, they do fuck different.
Yes. Let me tell you something. You can take your old lady right down to Bridge Street and get a Western room. She gonna fuck the life out of you.
Why is that? y'all chicks, before we get ready to wrap up, ain't nobody tell us why y'all do that, because I know it's a fact.
That's a fact. You can take any woman going to a hotel room, they fuck you right in a hotel room. They do. Have you never got your knob tore off in a hotel room? They go off.
Of course. Of course. I don't know why it is.
She can tell your knob off in a hotel room. Great. You can go home next Tuesday. She not fucking you like you fuck.
I got broke off so good one time because it was a couple night trip.
Yeah.
She told me off so good one time and she ordered room service because the room service is high as fuck.
Yes.
She ordered room service. I didn't say nothing. You earned that bill. You earned that.
Yep.
Go ahead and order this bottle of water for fucking $8.
It's $8 on the cruise, real.
I'm saying it. I know it is. Damn, a bottle of water costs $8.
Yeah. You don't care.
You want two water?
Yeah.
All right.
Go on, get it.
Because
they'll tell you up, man. I ain't know. I'm telling you. I love going to hotel rooms. Love it. Okay, hey. You tell the truth. When you go in that hotel room, first thing you look, they got a stool right there. That couch, I'm finna fuck good on the couch. I start picking out the front of the door. I'm finna lay you across. I know I do. I done hit you in the bathroom sink. I'm using every piece of room we got in this motherfucker.
That's true. All right, Jill, let's get ready to wrap this one up, man. Go ahead and tell them where to meet you at. Where can they find you at?
Meet me at the post office. I mean, damn. Follow me on Facebook, Gerald GLS. I don't really do too much. I ain't on my Instagram no more or Facebook.
That's alright. I'm gonna reroute our shit real soon. I'm gonna go ahead and add upload our stuff to YouTube. I wanted to do it this week.
I did. Jay posted, showing me.
But I got a little busy.
But Jay ain't no telling where the hell Jay is.
All right. This is episode 26 of 100 Proof Radio. I appreciate y'all listening. If go ahead and let somebody else know. Or whatever, share our page.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Do that. All that good shit.
I hope y'all enjoyed, man. Shaquin Jill, we out of here.
I'm out of here. I'm going to sleep. Oh, shit.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, baby.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I'm- money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling, sixes, money folding.